Transfer of a decedent's property. Estate ownership. Upon death, all of the property owned by the deceased becomes part of the deceased's estate. If the deceased left a valid will, all of the estate devised or bequeathed by the will transfers immediately to the devisees, or legatees named in that will, any property not distributed by will transfers to the heirs of the deceased upon death. Therefore, upon death, all of the deceased's property passes subject to the requirement of settling any obligations of the estate. Because the will expresses the wishes of the deceased, transfer by will is considered to be a form of voluntary alienation. As mentioned earlier, the property of an individual who dies without a will is distributed to his or her heirs, according to the laws of descent and distribution, a form of involuntary alienation. Real property conveyed by will is called a devise. A person who acquires title to a property under a will is said to have acquired title by devise, and is referred to as a devisee. Personal property that is inherited is called a bequest, and money is a legacy. One who receives property through a will is called a beneficiary. Title by will. A will is the written expression of an individual's desire for the disposition of their property after death. Any property, whether real or personal, that can be inherited is called a hereditament. A hereditament should be handled or disposed of by will. An individual who creates a will is under no legal obligation to leave any property to any particular individual. A spouse, child, or other relative has no legal right to be named as a beneficiary. An individual who makes a will is called a testator. Therefore, an individual who dies, leaving a valid will, is said to have died testate. In Texas, testator must be at least 18 years old, married, or in the military. That individual's estate will be settled by an executor chosen by that person and named in the will. The will takes effect at death, and the deceased's property will transfer to their beneficiaries at probate. Types of wills. A formal or witnessed will, prepared by an attorney, is the best type as it will be accepted in all 50 states and is the least likely to be contested. A formal will must be typewritten, signed, and dated. At least two witnesses must sign in the presence of the testator. Some states, including Texas, accept holographic or handwritten wills. Handwritten wills are perfectly legal, but are more easily contested. A holographic will must be written and signed in the testator's own hand, with no typed sections. The state does not require the presence of witnesses or their signatures. Holographic wills do not have to be notarized. Because it was written in informal language, without the assistance of an attorney, a holographic will may not conform precisely to the state's legal requirements. A statutory will is completed according to legal statutes. The Texas Supreme Court publishes pre-printed will documents containing the statutory language from the Texas Estate Code. The testator should choose which document to use based on their marital status and if they have children. The testator will then fill in the blanks to distribute real and personal property according to their wishes and nominate the executor. Two disinterested people, i.e., not beneficiaries of the will, who are at least 14 years old, must witness, sign, and date the will in a notary's presence, along with the testator. The testator should not cross out or write in words on the statutory form, as it invalidates the will. The will may be amended by the use of a code EICHSIL, which is an addition or amendment to an existing will. A code EHSIL must be in the same form as the original will. Therefore, a formal will requires a formal code EHSIL, and a holographic will must have a holographic code EHSIL. Texas residents can find fillable PDFs of pre-written wills on the Texas Judicial Branch's website. While the state recognizes this will, the probate code recommends that those with substantial assets or those who want to create trust funds for their children seek an attorney's advice. There are three types of wills. 1. Witnessed wills. These are wills that are prepared by an attorney, are typewritten, are signed by a testator, have two or more witnesses, and convey real property by devise. 2. Holographic wills. These are wills that are prepared by a testator, are completely handwritten by the testator, having no typed section, are signed by the testator, does not require witnesses, and are easily contested. And finally, 3. Statutory wills. These are wills that are prepared by a testator, are pre-printed, or have fill-in-the-blanks, are signed by a testator, and have at least two witnesses. Intestate succession. Intestate succession occurs when an individual dies, leaving no valid will. The deceased is said to have died intestate, and his or her property will be disposed of under the provisions of the Texas Statute of Descent and Distribution. An individual who receives property in this manner is said to have acquired the property by descent. The court will appoint an administrator to settle the estate of an intestate person. Because the distribution is prescribed by law, intestate succession is considered to be a category of involuntary alienation. An individual who inherits property by intestate succession acquires title by descent and is known as a descendant. If a person who dies intestate does not leave a spouse, the estate to which the person had title descends to his or her heirs as follows. 1. The person's estate descends and passes to the person's children and the children's descendants. 2. If no child or child's descendant survives the person's estate descends and passes in equal portions to the person's father and mother. 3. If only the person's father or mother survives the person's estate shall be divided into two equal portions, with one portion passing to the surviving parent, and one portion passing to the person's siblings and the siblings' descendants. Or 4. Be inherited entirely by the surviving parent if there is no sibling of the person or siblings' descendants. Note that additional provisions apply if none of the above survive the deceased. If a person who dies intestate leaves a surviving spouse, the community estate of the deceased spouse passes as provided as follows. 1. The community estate of the deceased spouse passes to the surviving spouse if no child or other descendants of the deceased spouse survives the deceased spouse, or all of the surviving children and descendants of the deceased spouse are also children or descendants of the surviving spouse. 2. If the deceased spouse is survived by a child or other descendant who is not also a child or descendant of the surviving spouse, one half of the community estate is retained by the surviving spouse. The other one half passes to the deceased spouse's children or descendants. In every case, the community estate passes, charged with the debts against the community estate. The statutes also prescribe efforts that are to be made to locate missing heirs. The determination of heirship is quite complex, and the above is an overview of Texas statutes. Heirship is further complicated by the fact that the statutes of descent and distribution have changed over the years. Title examiners must determine the distribution of an intestate's estate based upon the applicable statute at the time of death. If the deceased had no heirs and had no valid will, the property passes to the state under the right of escheat. Probate. The formal judicial proceeding to prove or confirm the validity of a will, collect the assets of the decedent's estate, pay the debts and taxes, and determine the persons to whom the remainder of the estate is to pass is called probate. Even if there is no will, the estate is still subject to a probate action. Effective January 1, 2014, the old Texas probate code was repealed and replaced with the Texas Estates Code. The new law is a major reorganization of the old code, and most of the changes are not substantive. Most of the old probate code provisions were from as early as 1848. Over the years, a confusing patchwork of legislation was passed. Wills created after January 1, 2014, should reference the new Estates Code. When listing or selling estate property, real estate license holders must ensure that listing agreements and other documents are signed by individuals having the authority to do so. Natural events that affect title. Aseka Krishun is the process that results in a gradual increase in land area through natural forces. Examples include soil and other material that flows downstream in a river that is deposited over time on the banks, or a delta alluvion, is the material, soil, deposited through the process of accretion resulting from A. vol shun, erosion, and relic shun. Erosion is the gradual loss of land over time as the land bordering a river or stream washes away. Relixion is a gradual increase in land area when water gradually withdraws, as happens when the path of a stream or river changes over time. Avulsion is a sudden addition or loss to land when a stream or river changes course. Because it is a sudden change, no title is gained or lost. Determining whether an action involving water is accretion or avulsion is confusing and depends on the definition of sudden and gradual, a question often dealt with in the courts. Much of the Texas Gulf Coast region is experiencing subsidence due to the pumping of large quantities of underground water and oil. Rising water levels can also result in land being underwater due to submergence. Neither subsidence nor submergence results in a loss or gain of title. A statute known as the Statute of Frauds requires that the transfer of ownership of real property be accomplished in writing and signed to be enforceable in a court of law.